Hey everyone, it's Liam. It's pissed off Liam, but I know you're shocked. I only ever boo when I'm pissed off. Pissed off because I spent all day yesterday, instead of looking for work, looking for yellow jeans for John's dance recital. And I eventually found them literally after searching from 8:30 in the morning till 10 to 6 in the evening. Got them, fine. Took the wife to work this morning, getting ready to go out looking for work. After that, she says, hey, oh, he needs a yellow t-shirt too. Well, I've got to look for work. Yeah, well, you're not working, so you can go look for a shirt. So I'm like, fuck, whatever. And this is after spending all day on the phone with her mobile service provider trying to get her a good deal. She's been with the same company, the same provider, for 19 years. In 19 years, she's had 3 contracts. She's had the same number, obviously. The last phone she has, which she's had for 5 years, and the contract ran out 3 years ago, was sent to her without her prior request of it. She came home from work one day, found an iPhone 8 gig 3G waiting for her with a letter saying she'd been bumped up from her $30 a month plan to her $45 a month plan with, like, you know, 200 megabytes of data. She needed a new phone, so like 5110 or whatever it was dying. So yeah, this one's starting to die, it's rubbish. So we thought, you know, Vodafone and Optus, which are the other two main providers over here, are offering close to what she wants. Now, she wants a 32 gig iPhone 5. She knows the new one's coming out soon, but she's not fussed about it. But she wants a 32 gig iPhone 5 with a gig of data, preferably with social networking not taking out of that allowance. Now, if you go into a store online or ring them up, they'll say for $60 a month, you have a $15 a month handset repayment, your social networking comes out of your gig of data, and that's all we can do. So I rang up Saturday, made 2 phone calls, explained the situation, because I'm on her account because of her blindness as a contact person who can make payments, complaints, other arrangements. And they said, yes sir, we'll look into it, we'll get back to you by 10:30 on Monday. Oh, fair enough. They didn't, so I spent literally all most of yesterday morning after 10:30 and all of yesterday afternoon on the phone to various people. Almost got yelled at by a service contact centre operator in Pakistan or India or whatever, whose name was Arnold. The one prior to him was Myrtle. I shit you not. This Indian lady was called Myrtle. Anyway, so obviously, you know, Pakistani, whatever. And basically I got told, yeah, well, if you're not happy, she can go to another provider. So I then really hit the roof, asked to speak to a supervisor and got told, yeah, that, you know, the phone's already heavily discounted. We know, you know, how much they are. So, yeah, I know how much they are. I'm an Apple fanboy. I know how much they are. So let's not cover old ground. And they said, well, yeah, the computer decides what that's going to be. It's already heavily discounted. There's no room for manoeuvre. So I'm like, yeah, well, that's unacceptable. So you're telling me that above you, computers run the company? Oh, no, but the computer's just... Yeah, I know, but what you're telling me is the computer sets the price, humans don't, and it can't be changed. So I then escalated it again, got put through to somebody else, and they said, we'll look into it. They called me back. They said, no, we can't waive it. So I actually spoke to their manager, and they said, no, we can't waive a computer set the price. So now I've got to escalate this situation where for 19 years of loyalty, and I'm on record on their recorder thing as saying it, after 19 years of loyalty, having 3 phones in 19 years, never making a late payment, in fact paying it early every single time, never using her full allotment of anything. Back in the days when you had to pay for texting and the selling point was, wow, $50 for free text, she's never used her full allotment of anything. It's not an unreasonable request, so now I have to write emails to, like, general managers and CEOs and stuff like that. So part of the reason Liam's really, really pissed off. I'm going to go get coffee because now I have to look for a yellow t-shirt. Ciao.